The next story is the story of Dhannun.
صاحب الحوت. سيدنا يونس عليه السلام.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called him Dhannun.
Annun is the big fish or whale. صاحب الحوت is the same thing.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And verily, Jonah was one of the messengers.
Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was sent to a town in Iraq. He made dua, da'wah to his people, calling them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As usual, they did not respond. And they were harsh on him.
Sayyidina Yunus was irritated by their response and agitated. His people provoked him because of their persistence in animosity towards the religion of Allah.
Sayyidina Yunus said, if this is the situation with these people, they don't deserve this, I will leave and I'll go somewhere else. I'll go and make da'wah in another part of the world. I'll leave these people alone. They don't deserve this. Look at their response. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Dhannun, he left angry. He left his people in a state of anger. They did not respond. They did not want to listen. I'm going to leave and go somewhere else. So he left them. And he wants to get as far as possible, so he went in the sea. And he took a boat to go in the sea so it will take him as far as possible from these people who he despised. Wind picked up. Waves were getting higher and higher. It was a storm. The people were in that boat. They decided that in order for us to survive, we have to get rid of our luggage. They threw all of their luggage to make the boat lighter. That wasn't enough. So now they have to throw in one of the passengers. They have to throw out one of the passengers. They have to sacrifice one of the men on board. So they cast lots, like what we say today, throw dice. So they cast the lot. It came on who? Yunus. They said, no, we're not going to get rid of Yunus. This is our barakah. This is our blessing on the boat. He's the best man we have on board. We're not going to get rid of him. Let's try again. They threw it another time. It came on who? Yunus. Another time. They did it a third time. It came on Yunus. And these people, they don't want to get rid of Yunus. They saw how righteous he was. They didn't want to get rid of him. Sayyidina Yunus knew that this is not random. This casting of the lots is not random. This is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is telling him something. So he jumped in the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded one of his creation, the whale or the big fish, to swallow him. So it swallowed Sayyidina Yunus. They say, the Mufassireen, some of the commentators on Quran, they say that Sayyidina Yunus was unconscious. And then he woke up in the stomach of Al-Hut, the whale. And he looked around him and he thought that he is where? In the grave. He thought he's dead for a while. But that impression did not last long because he started touching around him and he found out that this is not a grave. This is the stomach of a whale. Now obviously, a stomach of a whale is not a five-star hotel. It's not a comfortable place to be. The stomach of the whale is intended to do what? To digest food. And some of the most powerful enzymes and digesting fluids are in the stomachs of fish. Because if you notice, fish do not chew their food. They swallow it whole. If you dissect the stomach of a fish, you would find the whole fish in there, and they have disintegrated and melted because of the power of the enzymes. It just breaks apart the flesh. So Sayyidina Yunus, his flesh, his skin was peeling off. His flesh, his skin was falling out. The stomach did not know this is Sayyidina Yunus, the Nabi of Allah. It was digesting him just like any other meal. So his skin was peeling out. Sayyidina Yunus, alayhi salam, in this moment of difficulty, he ran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made sujood. And he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I'm making sujood to you in a place where no one made sujood to you before. In a stomach of a whale. And then he made his famous dua, which was recorded in Quran. He said,
إلا أنت سبحانك سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فنادى في الظلمات, and he called in the darkness. He said, none has the right to be worshipped but you, glorified and exalted be you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. An admission of guilt and a witness of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he cried in the darkness. This was the darkness of the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the sea, in the darkness of the night. Three darknesses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the angels see حِلَقَ الذِّكْر, the meetings of remembrance of Allah, like stars, which you see in the sky. We use the stars to navigate. The angels use these stars on earth to know where Allah is being remembered. Whenever a group of Muslims come together, and we hope to be one of those, this appears to the creation of the heavens like a star. And they see it and they come to it so that they can witness the circles of remembering Allah and make dua for the ones who are in it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to accept their dua and to make us of those who are forgiven. So even though this was in the depth of the ocean, in the middle of the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the night, the weak voice of Sayyidina Yunus was heard by the angels in the utmost heavens. These angels went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, أليس هذا صوت عبدك الصالح فلان? Isn't this the sound of your righteous servant? الذي ما زال يصعد له العمل الصالح في الليل والنهار. Isn't this the sound of your righteous servant whom used to do good night and day? يصعد له العمل الصالح. They used to say, we would see his good deeds going up in the sky, in the night and in the day. So this sound was familiar to them. They knew who he was. Why? Because they would see pillars of light going up in the sky because of his good deeds that he used to do every day and every night. They knew who he was. This sound was familiar to them. They knew him. Because the good deeds are like pillars of light that travel in the sky and reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pass by the angels. They said, oh Allah, aren't you going to have mercy on him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran the reason why.
فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if it was not for the fact that he used to remember us before, he would have remained in the stomach of the whale until the day of judgment. Because he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in moments of ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of him in moments of difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشَّدَّةِ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in moments of ease, Allah will remember you in moments of difficulty. We need to remember Allah in our young age so that Allah will remember us in our old age. Remember Allah when you're healthy so Allah will remember you when you are ill. Remember Allah when you have free time, so Allah will remember you when you become busy. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are alive, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you when you're dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of Sayyidina Yunus in the depth of the darkness of the sea because of this dua, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ.
So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress. One of the companions came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, is this dua only applicable to Sayyidina Yunus, or would it apply to any one of us? Meaning, can we use the same dua and it will be accepted? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Didn't you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And thus we save the believers? Because Allah says, we saved Yunus, and thus we saved the believers. Therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ says, هذا دعاء الكرب. This is the dua of the distress. If you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this dua, Allah will deliver you from your distress. The dua again is, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Yunus was delivered out of the stomach of the whale. And he was delivered to safety on the shore. But he did not have skin to protect him from the sun rays. He did not have skin to protect him from wind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered him to the shore. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded a tree to go grow over Sayyidina Yunus so that it would provide cover and shade for him, and it will also provide him with food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّن يَقْطِينَ.
Allah planted over him a tree of yaqtin. But now Yunus has to finish his job. So Allah sent him back to his town. Go back. So he went back to his people.
وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى 100,000 أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent him to 100,000 people or even more. What happened? فَآمَنُوا. They believed in him. All of them accepted Islam. فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ. So we gave them enjoyment for a while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Yunus are an exception. Because before, the other nations of the Anbiya were being destroyed. But with the people of Yunus alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ.
Was there any town that believed after seeing the punishment and its faith saved it from the punishment? The answer is none, except the people of Yunus. When they believed, we removed from them the torment and disgrace in the life, and we gave them enjoyment in this world for a while. It is said that when Yunus left, the punishment was hovering over them. That's it. I mean, the punishment was about to strike. But because Yunus left immaturely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held away that punishment. And then when Yunus came, they responded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from a punishment that was already hovering over their heads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qalam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this story. And this was revealed in the period in Mecca, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was receiving the same response of the people of Yunus. Rejection. So to keep Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from doing the same thing that Yunus did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the story of Yunus. And the first word that was used before the narration of this story is فَاصْبِرْ. Have patience.
فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَكْظُومٌ لَوْلَا أَنْ تَدَارَكَهُ نِعْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِ به لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so wait with patience for the decision of your Lord, and be not like the companion of the fish when he cried out to us while he was in deep sorrow. Had not a grace from his Lord reached him, he would indeed have been left in the stomach of the fish. So he was cast off on the naked shore while he was to be blamed, but his Lord chose him and made him of the righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him and made him of the righteous. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
This is the end of part one. Al-Bashir Publications is pleased to announce The Lives of the Prophets, part two. In part 2, Imam Anwar will cover the lives of Musa alayhi salam through Isa alayhi salam. This part of the series will be produced in 10 audio cassette tapes or 12 CDs. For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashier.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of the series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan.